Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, Who Do You Say?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, Who do you say that I am? They said in reply, John the Baptist, others, Elijah, still others, one of the prophets. And he asked them, But who do you say that I am? Peter said to him in reply, You are the Christ. Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this, he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. The Gospel of our God. We encounter Jesus in Mark's Gospel as he sets his face towards Jerusalem. He and his disciples head out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and Jesus asks them this question, Who do people say that I am? We, as his disciples today, might answer, This is what we hear on CNN breaking news, or this is what we read on Facebook and what's been posted on Instagram about you. But what if he asks us directly, as he did to his disciples, Who do you say that I am? Sure, we might want to follow with Peter's response and say, You are the Christ. But as we listen to Jesus' response to Peter about his mission and his suffering and ultimate death, in hindsight, would we react as Peter and rebuke Jesus? Can we pause to ponder what would be our response to him? For over 2,000 years, we know the church has stood solidly upon this divine affirmation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, our Savior, and our salvation. Yes, he is the fulfillment of God's redemptive glory, the promised one, who invites us to dwell in God's eternal kingdom. We bear witness to this truth. So can we put ourselves into this story and hear Jesus actually ask each of us, Who do you say that I am? Do we dare reflect on the question and answer Jesus? Honestly, I would tell Jesus that I have come to know him and love him as my friend. In a sense, I have grown up with this Christ child as I came to know and believe in his real presence in our world. A beautiful baby born in a stable, warmed by the breath of animals and held and protected by Joseph and Mary. Easy to befriend and to love, as I heard your story proclaimed in church and learned of your love for all of us and your amazing life of self-giving, healing, and teaching. I grew to believe and want to know more and became in awe of your proclamation of the truth, your challenges to injustice and sinful behavior. and your ultimate cruel and inhuman punishment unto death on a cross. I practiced my faith, and I discovered and experienced your unconditional love, your forgiveness and self-sacrifice for the sake of all humankind. You've become my coach, my counselor, listening and guiding me through conversations where I listened to your word and responded in prayer. You challenged me to hear the promptings of my own heart, where I would again hear you. I have relied on your faithfulness and your friendship, your total acceptance and understanding. As friend and coach, you continue to challenge me to be who you called me to be, so that others might be able to see and hear in my humble efforts you as I respond to your call. And most of all, Jesus, you are my hope. No matter how difficult today is, tomorrow will be better. You understand my struggles, my fears. You are my hope, my assurance that God's love is stronger than evil. I do believe that through your cross and resurrection, we are set free. And you, my listeners today, who do you say that Jesus is? Tell yourself. Tell him. Preach it. Post it. Let our world know it.